Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning we're looking at the readings for the second Sunday of Advent, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, and Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. The prophet describes a time to come when the world has been transformed by God, by love, and predator and prey coexist peacefully. The gospel writer tells the story of John the Baptizer, calling people to turn their lives around and also calling out the hypocrisy of those who have come to criticize him. Today, we reflect on how these readings speak to the peace that is the traditional theme for this Sunday. Isaiah speaks first of all to the coming of the long-awaited Messiah, the Prince of Peace, who is going to arrive in a very unexpected way. From the seemingly inert stump of the household of King David, the author describes a branch of Jesse, who will become the King of Kings. This new leader, this Prince of Peace, will bear the Spirit of the Lord. He will be knowledgeable in a way which will cover the earth. In this Messiah, the people will see the hope for salvation and the promise of a new day when God's realm will come to fruition. Isaiah then tells the people that the promise of reconciliation and restoration will be for all of God's creation. Peace will come, we are told, with a description of the peaceful coexistence of fierce and ferocious beasts and their meek and mild counterparts. Lion and lamb, the iconic pairing, lying down together while a child plays with deadly snakes. The image fills us with joy. It delights us. Even this day, when we see photos of unexpected animal companions, we can't help but smile. There's hope after all, we say, for even the worst of enemies to come together in reconciliation and love. And there's the child, a child who stands for all the vulnerable people in our world who fear for their lives and their livelihood. Isaiah's promise is that when the Messiah comes, these tender ones, these innocents, will have a place of safety, of dignity, of peace. The child is not only the vulnerable ones, the ones without power, but also for Christians a sign or a symbol of the coming Prince of Peace, the one who will combine divine vulnerability with divine strength. The story of John the Baptist tells us more about the Prince of Peace who is to come. John has been preaching and baptizing for some time now. The evangelist Matthew describes a man who is defiantly un-establishment. He lives in the wilderness. His clothes and his choice of food label and identify him as one who has no interest in pandering to the masses. We can imagine he is one who does not suffer fools gently. In baptizing and hearing confession of sins, John has been metaphorically stepping on the toes of the temple leaders. They are more and more irritated by this unknown entity. But John, in the wilderness and on the margins, has a following who are loyal, who listen to him. And in this one case, being on the margins is not a liability. He has no intention of going to the centers of power, and so the centers of power are compelled to come to him. John responds to their challenges. He chastises them for thinking they can claim their ancestry to Abraham as some sort of get-out-of-jail-free card. God can raise up children of Abraham even out of these stones, he tells them. I baptize for the repentance of sins, but the one is coming who is more powerful than I am. He will baptize with the Spirit and with fire. He will bring out the winnowing fork. He will clear the threshing room floor. He will gather the wheat and he'll throw the chaff in the fire. These powerful images speak of a complete break from the past. Powerful words from John tell us that this is the advent of a new age, and that we can only be a part of that new age by finding our own way through our own wildernesses and living through judgment to peace. Each one of us has our own wilderness. Some have more than one. Those places where we're broken and lost, where we regret past deeds and despair for a new beginning. And we can even struggle with the word repent, losing ourselves in guilty or fearful connotations for that word. But to repent is to turn our lives around, to live with love in our hearts as best we can, as often as we can. The season of Advent is a perfect time to work at this while we wait for the coming child. The Prince of Peace, who will usher us into the peaceable kingdom of our own lives, when the time is right. Before we close for this morning, please know that St. Paul's will be hosting a Light in the Darkness or Blue Christmas service on Tuesday, December 10th at 7 p.m. This service is for anyone who may be grieving a loss of any kind or who simply find the Christmas season to be a very difficult time of the year. All are welcome. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.